Fresh Art International presents Fresh Talk, conversations about creativity in the 21st century. I'm Kathy Bird, Fresh Art producer. On this very cold day in March, we've come to New York City for the 2014 Armory Show. Today's Fresh Talk features two very different perspectives on the annual art fair that brings international galleries, artists, and collectors to Pier 94 on the Hudson River.
He's living, working, showing the time period, and because he's got a stuttering problem, he can't talk about it. So all of these narratives are playing out, and it's a fascinating story. Wow. You'll read about it in there. Okay. And we spent a year archiving, pulling out stuff. You know, it's like finding treasure. An artist doing everything before anybody else has done it, but discounted because of whatever reason you want. The way he started it to interject the black narrative early on was labor. He said, the work is going to have more labor than anything else because that's how he grew up. His hands are actually gnarled from picking cotton. So he can only hold big tools. So he leads into the work where everything is about this kind of precision that takes labor.
That was Kavi Gupta, a gallerist who runs spaces in Berlin and Chicago. He just introduced the work of MacArthur Benyon, an artist he's presenting at the Armory Show.
Kavi, you're an important voice. So would you tell me how you got involved and how you created Volta? How did that happen?
We were part of a group of young dealers. A lot of us were the first members of NADA, the New Art Dealers Association. I think the idea for NADA came because Art Basel Miami was happening, and it was a group of gallerists that were kind of always allowed in, but there was a next generation of gallerists who were doing very, very important things. Collectors, museums were all looking at this group of young artists, a lot of them coming out of New York. Then, you know, I think this group of gallerists wanted to be present, wanted a voice, so they would start their own fair, and it was kind of the first satellite fair. And then we saw that happening, and I was in the first NADA fair, so we said, let's, you know, Basel is the same thing. And we, there's a few gallerists of the same generation as myself, who actually happened to be in Germany and said, let's do the same concept in Germany during Basel. And that's where Volta kind of came. A new voice, a new generation of dealers doing something the way they want to do it. And, you know, and it took off. Obviously, the art world has grown exponentially. All of those dealers have become very important. The artists that they show have become very important. So I think it was kind of a seminal point for where the contemporary art world is today. It's a great excuse to come to New York, but it's also the first, and this is the first moment, you know, in the calendar year.
You're right.
Of this, so, you know, and with the museums opening, all of this, it creates this great critical mass. And I think, you know, it's exciting. We want to be excited about art. There are big people who are big fans. You're enthusiasts. You believe in it. So you want to come out and see. And there's a lot of new things to see. So, you know, it's good.
Thank you.
We ran into New York-based artist Jason Musson as he was making a break for the exit. Jason is known for painting with koozie sweaters and for the art thoughts of his alter ego, Hennessy Youngman.
Hennessy, what's your view of the concept of the Armory Show?
Like most art fairs, it's a nice open-air mall, you know. Come in with a shopping list, and hopefully you can check off some items.
Have you had anything featured in this situation?
In an art fair?
In this setting, have you been
featured? Yeah. Not in the Armory, per se, but in other art fairs, you know.
Which fairs have you decided were okay to be a part of?
Wherever my gallery goes, I don't really care where they take it. They can sell it on the sidewalk. I don't care. As long as there's a buyer. I've had stuff in a freeze fair. But no, it's just the art. It's just like a luck of the draw, you know, where depending on who has your work. And actually, I've had work in Armory. There's a gallery, my Philadelphia gallery, the Fleischer-Ullman Gallery. They've had some of my stuff before. They're set up in the modern wing.
What are you working on right now?
I have a show in May at Salon 94 in Manhattan, the Bowery space, and so I'm working on that right now. I'm finishing it up. So it's a painting and sculpture show. Abstract. It's called Exhibit of Abstract Art. So very simple premise.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for talking to us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
This is Kathy Bird for Fresh Art International. You've been listening to the voices of Kavi Gupta and Jason Musson at the 2014 Armory Show. Visit our website to see how the art world braves the winter in New York. This episode was brought to you by friends who donated during our recent fundraiser. We recorded these conversations with the new gear. Thank you for listening to Fresh Talk.